tell me, is there any way to tell you how it is empowering to love and be loved as a being, not because of one thing, a downsizing, my voice, my appearance, gender, my abilities, imputed, cut, boxed, filed? And I now point right back to mind stacked, sacked by me for privilege performed. We're underestimated constitutionally. How my breasts look in this shirt, or if I even have them, seems to be of critical importance too. So how can any being manage to be in control of all these multiple imposed unspoken roles in life? You see me change street side when I walk past and pull my knees together tight while sitting in the underground, a whooshing sound of checking when my eyes check how you check my body, for I am a body in your eyes. For women do not sit in other ways, or they might signal, isn't this, let's call it in right language, bullshit. No, I heard. A woman becomes herself the first time she speaks without permission. And who are you to give it when it has been never yours to give? And who are you when she does more than speak it, be it, live it, is herself? Your lack of self-awareness is manifestation, an acquired knowing which place you were born in, but its rights not given you by nature, but by fear, low self-esteem of generations saying, women have no voice. But what you've taken was her possibility of choices, amplifying men's white noises, Game of Thrones. These planned, imposed, established, unreflected wrongs for what is happening when a woman speaks without permission is, she rises to say, listen. Feminism means we are both free. Throw your chains down. Let's explore what same rights mean and bring. I say it's genuine love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.